Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 28th of March. Happy Easter, everyone, and what a happy time it has been today with the market hitting all-time fresh record highs. As usual, though, with all the information contained in this podcast, it's general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. All right, well, if you're listening to this podcast free and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today wonderful community of members and the wonderful newsletter that we put out every day, we'd love to have you on board as part of that community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au. All right, well, that's enough of the adverts. Let's rip straight into the scores on the doors this afternoon. And we're up roughly 1% today, 77.3 points. 7,896.9, oh so close to closing at that 7,900 level. We did push through it briefly. 7,901.2 was our high for the day. 7,834.8 was our low. We opened at 7,836.9, so we had a 2-point loss below the opening price, but then it was one-way traffic pretty much from there today, and a pretty good day all round. We did see, unusually, I guess, the big bank basket not doing quite so well today. We did see that slightly higher, 0.3% higher, but underwhelming compared to the resources. $210.48 for the big bank baskets today. CBA up 0.3, ANZ up 0.5, and Westpac up 0.4%. Did see a few gains in some of the financials as well. Macquarie up 0.9%. REITs doing well yet again. That 10-year yield falling back down to around 3.96%, so that really helping the REIT sector, which does tend to carry a lot of debt as well. All right, if we look at the insurers, not such a good time for them. Suncorp down 0.7, IAG down 0.6 though, but industrials generally also doing pretty well today. Telstra had a good day, 2.1% higher. Transurban, of course, very geared to interest rates as well, up 1.1%. Wesfarmers is up 1.2%. And we did see Woolies up 0.5%, WiseTech up 0.7 in the tech space, but not really a day for tech today, apparently. Zero down 0.4%. We did get the retail sales numbers out today as well. Certainly a big Swiftie bounce there from the seven Taylor Swift concerts that we saw spread around the east coast of Australia. We had Premier Investments doing well, 5.6% higher on the back of broker commentary on the demerger plans of Smiggle and PJs, Peter Alexander. We did see Supercheap up 3.21%, the countdown, and JB Hi-Fi up 0.6%. Bapcorp had a good day to that, 3.6% as well. Industrials pretty much firm though across the board, and we saw travel stocks doing okay, Qantas up 0.7%. But it really was, the action today was in the resources, a much better showing from the iron ore miners. BHP up 1.4%, Rio up 0.7%, Fortescue up 2%, South 32 2.4%, and Pilbara, the lithium stocks, better today, 2.1% for Pilbara. We did see a couple of auctions for lithium products going off, with Albemarle and SQM as well putting out some numbers there. That certainly helped with those. Pilbara up 2.1%, Liontown up 2.6% as well. Rare Earths, Linus rather, 2.9% higher as well. Golds, well, it was gold for Australia today as well. The gold stocks continuing to push higher, record bullion prices in Aussie dollar terms. Newmont 3.3% higher, Northern Star 1.7%, as was Evolution up 1.7%, and Genesis in the beginning was up 2.8%. Oil and gas stocks not doing a lot today. Woodside and Santos up by about 0.6%, but a good day for the coal stocks. We had New Hope up 4.3% and Whitehaven up 5.3%. So a pretty good day all round there. So records in time for Easter, as they say. Corporate news today, we did see REA ditching its deal to buy Dynamic Methods, has some ACCC concerns. And we also saw today Beach Petroleum announced they were going to cut 30% of their staff. Well, that was enough to send the stock up 3.7%. Maybe if they'd cut more, the stock would have gone up even more. Remedios has abandoned its potential takeover bid for Canadian miner Karora. And on the economic front today, well, it was all about the retail sales coming in slightly worse than expected. Only slightly worse than expected. Rose 0.3% month on month, which was against a 0.4% expectation there. As far as the winners for Grinners today go, let's run through them today. Mesoblast continuing to push on, blasting ahead 12.1% higher. Resolute also doing well today. They put out their annual report, 10.3% higher. Good volume. 19 million shares traded in Resolute, 31 million shares traded in Mesoblast. Strike Exploration also has pulled itself back up off the mat, another 8.3% higher on 11 million shares there. And we had LTM Arcadium up 8.3% on 2 million shares, doing well. Silex having a good day, 6.2% higher on a million shares. And AWC just sprinting ahead. I have to say that one has just absolutely been a stonking performer following the takeover approach from Alcoa. It was languishing at 70 cents back in November. It's now $1.40. Pretty impressive from AWC there. Looking at the naughty corner today, we had Zip. Zipco was down 7.3%. 31 million shares traded today. Had to have a down day at some stage. It had been rocking and rolling back down to $1.39. Wildcat lost a life today, down 6.4%. 3 million shares traded. WA1 Resources, 3.3% lower, 622,000 there. GA Education, still not the flavour of the month, down 4 cents, 3.2%. And CU6, which is Clarity Pharmaceutical, completed their placement and institutional entitlement offer, and they were ex-entitlement today. They fell 3-2-1, a countdown on a million shares there. Fisher & Paykel, also worthy of a mention, 2.8% down. They have had a voluntary recall, a limited voluntary recall, of some batches of the Airvo 2 and My Airvo 2 devices manufactured before the 14th of August 2017. That seems a long time ago. All right, positive sectors today. Well, it was pretty much across the board. There wasn't too much negative. The real standouts, though, were iron ore, lithium, coal, gold miners, and industrials doing well. Banks, a little bit underwhelming. Techs, a little bit underwhelming. And insurers, a little bit underwhelming as well. The big bank basket up to $210.48, up 0.3%. The Alltech index was up 0.5%. Gold, in Aussie dollar terms, $3,361. That means a pretty good Easter, I would say, for some of those gold miners out in the West. Bitcoin, steady, just slightly below 70,000, 69,829. 10-year yields, let's just have a quick look at the update there. We have got 10-year yields, 3.96%. for those 10-year yields. As far as the Aussie dollar goes, 65.31. I have to say, if I was a currency trader, I'd be bored out of my brains. The Asian markets, though, a little bit mixed today. We saw the Nikkei down 1.3%, Hang Seng up 1.9%, and China up 1.1%. So not a bad day there. Not a lot happening in NASDAQ and Dow futures, though. We've currently got NASDAQ futures down 4%, Dow futures pretty much the same. So nothing very exciting there tonight. Of course, we do have some big numbers on Friday to come. But in the meantime, hanging on to those gains from yesterday, not doing an awful lot on either Dow futures or NASDAQ futures. Looking at some movers and shakers that we haven't talked about as yet. We had got Whitehaven, 5.3% higher. Premier Investments, 5.6% higher on broker upgrades following the demerger plans. We've taught that. TGP, which is 360 Capital, a bit of a mini kind of investment bank in some respects. They sold their HPI stake. Stock was up 17.8%. Only a million shares traded, but we'll take it. AGY, Argosy, also doing well today. They were up 8%, only to 13.5 cents though. They did put out a project update for their Rincon project, in South America, their EIA, the Environmental Impact Assessment update there. CPV, not one that I follow an awful lot. Clearview Technology had a good day today, up 8.6% with a change of director's interest. And some of the losers today included CKA, a bit of profit taking creeping in there, down 4.4%. And BDM, again, not one that we often cover about. BDM, which is Burgundy Domaine, down 9.3%, director resignation. The speculative stock of the day today was a stock called All Up. Silica was up 89.7%. What a nice way to finish the quarter before Easter, if you were a shareholder. Good volume too, 28 million shares traded today. They put out a presentation, also an announcement on high-grade silica sand results as well. Now, in company news, in a little more detail today, we did see the Boral Group announcing the Seven takeover bid for Boral freed of defeating conditions and is now wholly unconditional. We also saw Alumina reaffirming AWAC's aluminium production guidance, 9.4 million tonnes, and Clarity Pharmaceuticals completed its placement and institutional offering, but not an awful lot around on the corporate news front today. Economic news, we saw those retail sales numbers up 0.3%. Also interesting, the Australian household wealth rose for the fifth straight quarter. Do you feel richer? It was up 2.8% or $419 billion in the December quarter. So good numbers there. We also saw some total jobs vacancies down 6.1% from November 2023. 363,800. So a little bit of cooling in the economy on that front, at least. In overseas headlines, the Chinese economy is ending the first quarter on a strong note, according to a business survey published in the Chinese Beige Book. The official data on retail sales, industrial production, and fixed asset investment for January and February beat expectations. One of the top Fed officials, Waller, says no rush on rates after disappointing data. The Bank of Japan board members have voiced caution on interest rate hikes, and the Formula One owners, Liberty Media, is closing on a deal to buy MotoGP. And finally, just to cheer you up a little bit, JP Morgan says stocks are so crowded they may crack at any time. Have a great Easter. Don't forget, double demerit points apply in some states, and please drive safely and don't eat too much chocolate. Thanks again. Back on Tuesday.